you straight from Wave Farm.
WGXC, Acra, 90.7, The Beat.
Do you like music? Do you read books too? Then WGXC and me, local noisemaker and music writer Sal Cataldi, have a show for you. It's called Reading is Fundamental. Every month we interview the authors of the greatest books ever written about music across all genres and eras, from Sly Stone to Coltrane, Black Sabbath to Bach, ambient to easy listening. So make a date to join us the second Wednesday of every month at 10 a.m. for Reading is Fundamental.
WGXC underwriting is provided in part by the nonprofit Columbia County Sanctuary Movement, presenting Latinx tour Noche de Baile at Avalon Lounge in Catskill from 7 p.m. to 12 a.m. on Saturday, September 20th. The event features performances by Mr. Pablo and Chico Raro, with dueling DJ sets by DJ Tony Tone and Lovely Candela. Information at sanctuarycolumbiacounty.org/Latinx Festival.
Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous support of Lex of Albany, New York. WGXC supporters care deeply about creative community radio. Their generosity and investment keep this unique station viable. You too can become a monthly supporter by going to WGXC.org/donate and establishing a donation at the amount of your choosing. We hope you will do so. Thank you so much for your support.
Signal Hill, Newfoundland, Thursday morning, December the 12th, 1901.
Sono lieto di poter rievocare in poche parole le esperienze delle prime trasmissioni radiotelegrafiche a grandi distanze da me felicemente eseguite attraverso l'Oceano Atlantico il 12 dicembre 1901. Queste esperienze provarono conclusivamente che la trasmissione e la ricezione delle onde elettriche non erano affatto limitate, come a quel tempo credevano tutti gli scienziati alle brevi distanze, bensì potevano essere utilizzate per le comunicazioni fra il vecchio e il nuovo mondo.
Till I'm finally closer. Turns out I'm too short to ride. But what if I stand real tall with my chest? But why do I feel so low at my best? But what if I prove that I'm worth your time? But why do I feel like you're wasting all mine? I found a problem and I think it's me. I know the answer and it's time to leave. You don't believe in what you cannot see. I bet it all on a dream. Get one thing straight, if you're a real straight shooter, I'm a bulletproof vest. Been dodging bullets like a goddamn loser. Let's put this thing to the test. If I'd be the odds made a play, why would I let you stand in my way? And what if I proved you wrong, changed your mind? Why are you so surprised? I found a problem and I think it's me. I know the answer and it's time to flee. You don't believe in what you cannot see. I bet it all on me. I bet it all on me. I bet it all on. I bet it all on. I found a problem and I think it's me. I know the answer. Yeah.
Hello. Thank you for tuning in to Hometown Canvas on WGXC 90.7 Acra. I am your host, Bella Grace, and you just heard Bet It All by Zandra, who is my lovely guest today. Hello.
Hi. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Thank you for coming. So tell us. I want to know everything about you. So where are you from? How did it start?
Yeah. I'm from Long Island, 516.
Yeah.
And I started writing songs when I was like 6 years old, mm-hmm. kind of just listening to the radio, and kind of like writing little snippets of like what lyrics that I liked, and then kind of almost like a collage, like mm-hmm. putting them together to make my own little songs. They were probably terrible because I was six, but but
your parents probably love them.
Yeah, they're like, yeah, this is awesome. But I ended up being in a band in high school and performing a lot of my original songs just all over the island. I would just like show up at bars at 16 and be like, oh, can you please book us, like we won't drink, just like please let me play some of my original songs. And they'd be like, okay, like your parents gotta come.
I'd love that.
And then I went to school for songwriting at mm-hmm. SUNY Purchase in Westchester,
mm-hmm.
And then got my master's in music business over the pandemic.
How did you get here to our lovely little community?
Oh yeah, so I have been recording in Rhinebeck and in mm-hmm. just different studios up here for the last couple of years,
mm-hmm.
and my boyfriend is my producer also and was working at a studio up here for a long time, so we kind of just were coming back and forth all the time, and then last year decided to make the jump and move up here.
How's it been?
I love it.
Yeah
I really really love it. Everyone's been really kind. I feel mm-hmm. like I've been meeting so many creatives.
There's so many creative people here. So yeah, the Hudson Valley is the perfect place, I think, for you to come right now. Have you met any cool, inspirational people since being here?
For sure. I live right near Park Theater, and there's a lot of good music mm-hmm. going on over there, and just like being around
mm-hmm.
just live music and just such talented musicians. That's just inspiring, you know, just to like take a walk and just like mm-hmm. listen, just hear on your walk people like
right.
shredding.
have you been able to do any work with the Park Theater yourself?
For sure. I helped book a show there in March because mm-hmm. I also do like booking stuff, so that mm-hmm. was really cool, and hopefully we book a show once for myself once I have some new music coming out.
Yeah tell me awesome. About your new music. Like, do you like, what's the timeline of it?
Oh yeah, for sure. So I am currently finishing up a body of work that is, it's like 12 or 13 songs. And I think I'm going to start releasing like one or two singles a month for mm-hmm. the foreseeable future, just because I kind of want to start just getting it out there and mm-hmm. kind of building, you know?
Do you have any visuals or like a Pinterest board that kind of like gets what your album is out?
I do. I have a photo shoot and a video shoot next weekend, which I'm really excited
Very
about.
Cool.
And I'm working with this photographer, and I kind of made a Pinterest board where a lot of the pictures are like girl in nature, like hills
mm-hmm.
and sunset vibes, you know, and like acoustic guitar mm-hmm. kind of like running in a flowy flowy outfit,
frolicking
you know, the girls love to frolic.
I love that. No, I think that's kind of perfect. Your sound is really interesting there. So like a few of the songs that I really like are very kind of like poppy and have some really cool instruments, and then you also have some really cool like toned down kind of bedroom music, I would call it.
Nice.
Where do you kind of think you fit in, like, the genre scale, if you think you fit into one of the, like, a mold.
Yeah, for sure. That's always, like, the craziest question for an artist to answer, right?
Because you can't fit into a mold.
I would say I am under the umbrella of pop, mm-hmm. but, like, very much influenced by genres like rock or
like who's your favorite, like who's like one of your biggest inspirations?
I mean, pretty basic, but I'm a big Swiftie.
I felt it.
I like artists that are, they have like the range, mm-hmm. and as like I myself am such like a lover of songwriting, mm-hmm. like all of my songs, and so that's a big inspiration that you can do like the pop dancey thing, mm-hmm. but also you can kind of have something stripped with an acoustic guitar.
Yeah,
and I always think if you could play the song with an acoustic guitar in like its rawest form and it's good, then you can do anything with it, you know?
Exactly. So, yeah, you can really build on top of that. Yeah, and like, mm-hmm. it plays really well live when you do that.
Like a good song is a good song.
I mean, yeah, period.
Yeah, but some songs are like when there's more electronic elements, sometimes that's when I struggle to find the, because you don't start every song with an acoustic guitar, you know, sometimes mm-hmm. you'll start it with the computer, mm-hmm. and then you're like, how do I make an acoustic, is there acoustic version of this, like how do I do it? I know melodically, you know, mm-hmm. but it's always interesting to see how a song starts versus how you play it live or something like that, you know.
Yeah. So you have been doing this for literally your entire life. I mean, yeah. 6 is a very young age to know, like, this is me.
Yeah, for sure.
Was there ever a time where you weren't sure about music? Like, was there anything else that you were thinking about doing?
Yeah, I was a big theater kid. I was very much at, like, a crossroads of, should I do theater or should I do music? I actually started in college, I started as a theater and performance major. Mm-hmm. But then I kept on getting distracted in all of my classes writing songs. So I was like, oh, I don't know. I didn't know that you could go to school for songwriting until I got mm-hmm. there. And then I met somebody like the first week of school. And he was like, oh, you write songs. Why don't you try out to be in the conservatory? And I was like, I didn't know that. I thought I had to do like only like, you could only be like a classical music major. I didn't know I can write like my pop songs and like go to school for it. That's awesome. Mm-hmm. So that kind of took me in that direction, but I always love the drama of theater, mm-hmm. and I love like making music videos and that kind of stuff.
What would be your ideal play to like headline in?
That's a hard one. You know, my favorite play that I've ever been in, which I would love to do again as an adult because it was such like a funny time to do it at like 15, was like The Drowsy Chaperone.
Oh, okay.
I played The Drowsy Chaperone and it's like a drunk mom.
Yeah.
But I had never been drunk because I was a child. I feel like I would bring more perspective to the role.
Yeah, as an adult.
And it was just like such a fun. I love to play a role that's kind of like a little bit of the villain, mm-hmm. you know, like a little darker side. Just get it out, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Have that little outlet for it.
Yeah.
Could you ever see yourself, maybe writing music for like a play or like a musical?
For sure. Definitely. Definitely. I think that would be a really great time. I think I would want to partner with like a, mm-hmm. like a killer, like piano player or something who can, I feel like lyrically, it would be so fun to kind of write in that way, mm-hmm. you know, cause it's different, mm-hmm. you know? Than maybe what you're doing in like a rock song or pop song, unless it is like a rock musical. I don't know, mm-hmm. but you know, so story driven, which is really cool.
And I really love, like, of course, I love the aspect that you are a singer, but I'm really fascinated by the fact that you're so into songwriting and writing your own music, because I feel like that, aside from singing, is the art, really, because you're creating something so meaningful to not only yourself but then spreading it with other people. Do you feel that there are times where you're just pouring yourself into songwriting and maybe what you felt about it is not what other people hear when they hear it?
For sure. And I don't really have a problem with that, because I think that everyone has their own interpretation of songs. Mm-hmm. You know, it could, I've written songs that were about friends, and then people have come up to me after shows and being like, oh my God, that's like the best breakup song I've ever mm-hmm. heard in my life. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, like, thanks. It wasn't a breakup song. But yeah.
good perception.
But it, like, if it connects to you in that way and it makes mm-hmm. you feel good, then, or understood, mm-hmm. then I'm cool with it, you know?
Do you feel like you use it for an outlet for your emotions at all? Like,
oh, definitely. Definitely. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I won't know how I feel about something until I write a song and I'm like, oh, is that about, oh, like that's mm-hmm. how I really am feeling that way mm-hmm. about something. But I also find it interesting that a song can mean something different to you over different times, mm-hmm. you know? So if I play a song that I wrote like 5 years ago, it might mean something different, or I might think about different things when I'm singing it. And I think it's the same for mm-hmm. listeners, you know, like yeah. when I first hear a song that I love, I might be in a season of my life mm-hmm. where it means something to me. And then when I return to it, maybe a couple of years later or something, it might mean something completely different, mm-hmm. which is really cool.
That's mm-hmm. the beauty of it. That's the really inspiring thing about, like songwriting and storytelling. Especially I feel like there's a lot of times where you perceive something as one thing, and then you take a deeper look at like the lyrics, and the lyrics don't always match the upbeat tone, and you're like, oh wow. Like, I think about, yeah. like, Outkast song.
Yeah.
Like, that one. Like he's miserable, and we're all just dancing.
We're like, yeah.
Yeah, shake it. But, yeah. So, I'm kind of curious. I'm going to play Don't Come Back next. Mm-hmm. Could you tell me a little bit of the inspiration between that one?
For sure. That song... It reminds me of that vibe of like you were just talking about mm-hmm. where I wanted something to feel kind of like mm-hmm. you can dance to it, but it also can have like a more sad kind of,
yeah.
you know, feeling to it or whatever. But it definitely came about where I wanted to get out some feelings of letting go of either like a friendship or a relationship, you know, just... It was one of those songs that was just like about a bunch of people, not mm-hmm. necessarily one situation, but mm-hmm. I'm like terrible at letting go sometimes. Like if I love you, I love you forever.
Are you a Cancer?
I'm a Gemini.
Oh.
But I'm a Scorpio moon, so I'd be holding on to it.
Yeah. yeah.
I'm like, oh my God, if I understand yeah. you, I can never hate you.
Exactly.
You know?
Like you did me dirty, but I see why.
Yeah. Like mm-hmm. I, like you did me dirty. Well, I don't know. Sometimes I'm like, I still hold a little bit of a grudge, but that song is like letting it go. Like, yeah. just like, don't like, I'm like, sometimes I will keep letting people cross boundaries and then coming back into my life. And mm-hmm. then I realized I was like, you know, you just got to go. Like if you're, once mm-hmm. you're gone, just stay gone,
just stay.
You know? And yeah.
Well, listeners, you are in for a treat because I'm going to play that right now. So if you have any friends that you need to let go of, or really anybody, make them listen to this. You listen to this. It's pretty good. Check it.
Small, 'cause I'm feeling like hell.
How'd you guys like that? I liked it a lot. So we're still back here with Sandra. And that was Don't Come Back, if anybody missed it the first three times I said it. it's gotten dark now. We are recording before you were hearing this live. So it's gotten kind of dark outside. So there's some ambiance while we're shooting this right now. Some
mood lighting.
Yeah, we've got some mood lighting. Okay, so I do want to learn a little bit more about you and kind of like, I mean, I know we talked a little bit about like what else you would have been doing and kind of where you started and how you got here. But I want to know like more about like who are you and what it seems like you have a lot of drive to be going out and asking people at 16 if you can play in their in their bars. So like how has your personality fit into music?
I mean, it's been a journey for sure. Mm-hmm. Definitely the hustle's real, right? But I think I definitely have the personality where if a door isn't open, I'm like, I'm going to try the window. and if that doesn't work, I'm going to like build a house right next door and then invite everyone in. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, cause sometimes you have to like create your own opportunities and mm-hmm. I've very much been that type of person, which mm-hmm. I think has served me well. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I can really sense that off of you. I think it's honestly very admirable. I'm going to keep bringing up the point that you were asking people in bars because I think that's such an incredible drive for somebody at that age. And even like you being like young now and having the drive for it. Yeah. It's really admirable. I think it's beautiful.
Thank you.
And I know you said you're a Taylor Swift fan. So is this new music coming out? Do you have an era? Are you having an era?
Yeah, I guess I am going to enter my own era of sorts, you know? It's like this body of work that I'm working on right now is very, very moody and like a little dark, which is cool, you mm-hmm. know, as a Scorpio moon.
Yeah.
I got the moodiness.
Do you... When you say dark, what are we picturing? Like, is there going to be like heavier, like bass on it or what?
For sure. I think there's a big, I would say, remember when I was saying how I'm under the umbrella of pop, but mm-hmm. I'm very influenced by different things. Mm-hmm. I like to definitely experiment with different sounds. So there's a big range of sounds on the album. So mm-hmm. there are some like acoustic kind of heartfelt stuff going on. And then there's like guitar solo, like cool driving bass, like that kind of thing. And then there's like one or two dance bangers on there.
We love a dance banger.
So just to get your feelings out, you know?
Like, just to thrash around a little bit.
Yeah.
Hello to the person outside.
Yeah, hello.
The best part about shooting in the window. Okay, so I'm picturing kind of like swamp princessy, like you're frolicking, but then like we could be in the swamp.
Yeah, for sure.
I love that. I'm honestly very excited to hear your new music too, and to see kind of the visuals you roll out. It sounds like it's going to be fun. Do you have? So I was listening to one of the other songs we're going to play, Tedious. Mm-hmm. It kind of reminds me of like 2014 bedroom pop. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Like a little bit.
Like it kind of reminds me. I don't want to say Halsey's name, but
like OG.
I like it more than Halsey. No hate to Halsey. But like it cool. makes me feel very. It makes me like I liked listening to it because it made me feel like it was raining and I was like in my room.
Oh, great.
Like I feel very your music feels very homey.
Oh, thank you.
Like I love the pop thrashing bangers. but I feel like there's a hominess to it. And I know like as an artist, it can be kind of like your safety. Do you feel like your family plays a big role in kind of like this career for you? How have they been? How have they contributed to you, what you've got going on?
I'm the only musician in my family.
Nice.
So I'm definitely very close to my family. I have a bunch of siblings. There's four of us, and I have two step siblings. So we got a big fam. And I think they're all doing like vastly different things from each other and from me, but I think we all kind of love and respect each other in our own little separate journeys, you know. But I think I'm definitely like the weird art kid of the family, and they're like, love what that. Is she doing all the time? And I'm like, I just gotta do what I gotta do, fam.
No, like, but like, I for some reason I could feel that through, like, when I was listening to that song, I'm like, oh, this is so me. But like
like, yeah, you definitely sometimes have to like go and make your own way if you're the first person in your family doing something different.
Yeah,
but I think that sometimes you have to do it first for people to then understand, you know.
Of course.
But I am lucky that I do have a family that at the end of the day does love me, even if they think I'm doing wacky things.
Yeah. Was it a struggle at all, like, when because I know this sometimes causes strife with art kids and their parents, is what happened when you told them you wanted to go to school for music?
I don't think any of them were surprised.
Okay.
I mean, cool. I don't think,
no shock.
I mean I'm sure that there's like the fear that a lot of parents have when you are an artist and you don't come from like an entertainment or like music family, or like family from a creative field, sometimes there's like a lot of fear because you don't know what's going to happen to your kid. Like, are they're like, oh my gosh, there's a lot of misconceptions about the music industry, and you know, it's easy to worry that, oh my gosh, it's such a hard industry and all this stuff, you know. But I think that everyone in my family knew that I'm really stubborn and that I'm going to do what I got to do. And I'm definitely one to follow my passion.
You were born for this. So you were born for this. I was wondering, have you had a chance to connect with any, I know we talked about the Park Theater a little bit. Have you been to the Avalon Lounge, the local Avalon Lounge at all?
Yes, I've seen a show there. And it's such a cool spot. I definitely want to see if I could.
I was going to say, I think
as I'm finishing up the recording, I feel like there's always like phases of music for me. Like if I'm like really into like the writing and the recording process, I like to focus on that. So that when I'm done, then I'm like, okay, now like time to go play it to the world.
Yeah.
You know?
Like steps.
Yeah. Like, and like there's, yeah, like the rollout and part of that is like, I'm going to start booking shows again, which will be really cool to get to play some of the venues up here. Cause there really are so many good spots.
Do you think you're going to kind of venture out from here? Where else do you think you'd like to play?
In 2023, I did a Northeast tour, like DIY type tour, and I think I would like to do that kind of thing again. Mm-hmm. I love playing house venues.
It's pretty
cool. Just like, it's so fun just playing someone's living room or their backyard, and then you kind of just get to like hang out with people after, and then some of like, I've made friends that way. I've made like fans and like just,
you can ingrain yourself.
People. Yeah, you really connect with people on a deeper level. So I think I want to go back to Philly. I played a Philly house show and I really, really loved it over there. That was really cool. That was the only time I've ever been to Philly. And I want to go back.
Yeah, that's a good reason to go to Philly.
Yeah, there's so much good music over there. I want to go to Nashville. I've never been to Nashville. And
nobody can see you right now, but those boots that you're wearing.
I'm wearing Nashville. Cause, will you have me? I'm
coming. No, literally, like the cowboy boots.
I'm coming over.
They're
there.
So good. I want a pair of them so bad.
Thank you. So yeah, I definitely want to play Nashville. And I played a showcase in LA a couple years back, and I really, really, every time I go to LA, I have a good time with music people, and I would love to play over there again as well, you know.
Have you ever had a not so good time with music people? Like,
in general?
Like, have you ever had like a music nightmare story?
Are you talking about like like touring or just
I would say probably either touring or like recording or... like people from the industry being a nightmare story of somebody. Because you hear a lot of bad things about the music industry, like you said.
Yeah. You know, I would say, I guess, like, one of, like, the, or, like, very early on, I was in, still in college. I was, like, a freshman or sophomore, and I started working with this producer who was out of college, and he wanted a songwriter to kind of make a body of work and songs so that he can pitch them to artists, and we wrote like a lot of K-pop songs, which is funny. I don't speak Korean but a lot of how that works is like they'll write, like songwriters will write the songs in English and then they'll be translated. Okay. And then they'll keep like certain English words. So okay. I was like studying the melodies of K-pop songs a bunch during that time, in retrospect, I think that it taught me a lot that the producer, he was just very hard on me and would like make me rewrite a chorus like 50 times. And like, he would just, not good enough, like not good enough, not good enough. And
I was like whiplash.
Yeah. I was like, oh my gosh. but I think it ended up making me better because I don't like, it's like kill your darlings, you know? So I've definitely met like, he wasn't a bad guy. He was just trying to get the best,
what
the
he wanted,
best possible. So I don't blame him. But I don't know. I feel like I definitely have met some nefarious people in the industry, but I don't like to give them the energy to talk about them. You know what I mean? Because it's like, I don't want to like attract that energy again.
And
like,
you won't.
Like
you
be
won't.
Gone. Don't come back. Literally.
There is white light all around you. No weird people will be contacting you.
Exactly.
Yeah. But I mean, it's better that you don't have horrible stories from the music industry. So.
Yeah. Or it's just really not worth
talking
about them. No. You know, I definitely do. But yeah. I think
they don't matter.
Yeah.
Don't matter.
Yeah. I think it's onward and upward. You know?
Yeah. The only way is up from here.
Yeah, for sure.
I think it's really interesting they had you kind of writing and pitching K-pop songs. Is that something, not the K-pop itself, but do you write a lot of songs for other people and distribute them?
Definitely worked. I'm getting more into that now, like writing for like sync and that kind of stuff. Because it's like a little bit of a different approach, I would say. And I've kind of spent the last couple of years working with a lot of local songwriters, kind of just like mentoring or just like being in the writing session, like co-writing, kind of that kind of stuff, which has been really cool. And it like helps me because I love the multi-genre kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So it like scratches all these itches for me.
It can be hard. I feel like the music industry sometimes it does try to put you in that niche or like that like genre, but like you said, you can't really, it's hard to put yourself in a genre, you know?
Yeah. And I think the industry is kind of moving out of that more.
I hope so.
You know, there's like definitely more flexibility because of like the internet and and all of that. While it can be very frustrating, it is also kind of a blessing that, you know, especially as an independent artist, like I don't have like a label telling me like, like you can't have that on your album. Like, I'm going to put whatever I want on there.
We love that.
I mean, maybe like if I have a label one day, maybe it'll be different, but I like right now I'm kind of enjoying having full creative control, even though there's like having full control is a lot of responsibility, you know, but you gotta, it's all about mindset. So it's a blessing.
I get that. I'm going to play Zandra's song Tedious now. So that is what you're about to hear. I hope you enjoy.
I'm going to start a fire and swallow it under the spotlight at the carnival. I'll live the type of life where the tigers can't tame me, 'cause I prefer the wild.
Hello. So that was Don't Come Back.
No, that was tedious.
Sorry, that was tedious. Sorry, I'm reading it off my laptop, so bear with me, guys. Things started playing, so I got all nervous. But that was tedious, and yeah, that song kind of just makes me feel like I'm at home in my room, and I'm like kind of sad, but kind of in love. I like the see perception.
Yeah,
that's probably not at all what you meant with that song. But yeah, okay. So, I had so many more questions that just ran out of my mind. Okay. So how are you liking being in Hudson?
I love it so much. I think it's such a beautiful spot. I love that there's a bunch of stuff going on in Hudson, and then I love that I can just drive 15 minutes to, like, Philmont and go to, like, the waterfall.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like High Falls and stuff. I love hiking and stuff, so there's, like, a lot of nature nearby.
I was going to say, do you dabble in any other sort of, like, hobbies or art?
Well, I definitely love hiking and swimming and that kind of stuff, but I also am a poet. Which makes sense, I guess, as a songwriter. Like, I started as writing poems before I did like we're recording songs and stuff. So I do a lot of that. Like one of my poems is in the Chronogram in, in April.
Mm-hmm.
About rats paying rent.
I know the exact poem you're talking about because
oh, you read it?
I love the Chronogram and I thought that one was really funny.
Thanks.
That's so funny.
Yeah, that was I. But yeah, I love writing in general. Mm-hmm. I'm a big, like I've had journals since I was like mm-hmm. probably in first grade. I have like over 20 notebooks of like all my thoughts since I was a child, which is kind of insane.
You know what? That's going to be a great thing to look back on, though. You'll be 80 years old and you'll be like, what was I doing?
My first kiss. I literally have a journal entry about my first kiss. Isn't that cute? I'm
like, if you ever run out of song material, you can just be like, oh my God.
For real.
What was going on there?
I have, and I will continue to do so.
Write about that exact moment.
Yeah, if you write everything down, it's like, oh, like I have my own personal receipts.
I know. I try to look at journaling like that. I have no patience, but I commend you because
thank you. Yeah,
you have your own personal history.
Yeah, for sure. I kind of will fall off for a couple months and then get back into it. And then this year I did the Artist's Way by Julia Cameron, and then it got me into like doing morning pages. So now I wake up every morning, I have my coffee, and I write 3 pages in my journal, and then I take a walk. That's like my morning routine.
I love that. I love that. I keep hearing people on the internet talk about the Artist's Way, and I have to force myself to get into what everybody is hyping up.
Yeah, it's definitely. I tried it 2 other times before I actually did the whole thing, and like committed because I like the first 2 times I just could not commit myself to the whole thing. But I think it just where I was in that moment. I did it in the winter coming into the spring, so I was kind of
rebirth,
so getting cabin fever in the winter, and I was like, okay, I'm gonna really sit down and do it. And it is really cool because it kind of makes you kind of fall back in love with your life.
I was gonna say, like, do you feel like it's kind of like picked up and made your brain kind of like see things a little differently for your craft?
For sure. It's for me, it felt like a more like returning to myself kind of thing, because I'm like, it reminded me to be playful and like little whimsy, and it reminded me how much I love like taking myself out places. Like, I'm a Gemini, I love to be out and about. I love a good like spoiling myself, like little artist date. So
will you go to the movies alone?
I went to the movies alone last week.
Okay, cool. I just wanted to like, I also have a friend who's a Gemini and he will go to the movies alone. I and everybody's it. Like, why do you go to the movies alone? No, that's fun.
Oh my gosh. People like, I'm like, oh my God, are you okay? Are you going to the movies? I was like, I don't have to explain myself to anybody. I get whatever I want.
I don't have to share popcorn.
I don't have to share anybody. I like put the... Like, I put the seat down. I vibe completely. You know, I think it's good to be, like, I'm so comfortable being alone, but I'm also a pretty social, really social person. But I think that, like, that balance is, like...
You need that recharge time.
Yeah, you know? And I like, love having those experiences with just myself. Because it's like, wow, like, oh my gosh, me and me did such cute things together.
Right.
It's like making memories with yourself is important.
It is. And people really, I feel like, miss out on that. And they don't create those moments. And I feel like also it's really good just to turn your phone, like, the noise off when you're doing that.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Like, just sitting with yourself in silence.
Yeah.
Top tier.
You know, it really is. Sometimes I'll bring... Like, I'll go up to High Falls and I'll bring a lunch and just like pack a lunch, take my little hike up to the waterfalls, and there's a bench and I'll just like sit at the bench and watch the waterfall and just like kind of like meditate up there. And it's like so peaceful. I think I found my zen with moving up here, because it's just, there's so much beauty, you know?
And you can just be quiet.
Yeah.
You don't have to have noise.
Yeah. And you can always go, like, we're close enough that you can go like to more populated areas.
You can. It's,
you know,
easy.
You can go to this, you can take a day
you
trip
can get
to, the,
to
city.
The city. Yeah.
Yeah. And then come back up, you know?
Have you been to Art Oh My?
Yes. Again? I love it. It's so cool over there.
That's a great Zen spot. It feels very safe there.
It does. And I love looking at all the sculptures and stuff. It's so interesting. My favorite one at Aunt Omai is like the grocery list that looks like a huge tombstone kind
of. Yes. Beans. It just says beans at the top.
I'm like, what is this? Oh, it's a it's like a shopping list on a tombstone. I don't know why, but I feel like that's genius.
That was great. That's a great one. There are so many really good ones there. No, Aunt Omai is the best. Or there's like a mirror. A lot of people miss the mirror out in the woods. There's a mirror out in the woods, and it has like gunshot things on it. It's beautiful.
I don't know if I gotta go back and
like really it's like a warped piece of mirror.
That's cool.
You'll find it. It's definitely. Like on a hidden path.
Okay, I'm gonna go back and look specifically.
Not
that.
To get on a tangent, but Aunt Omai feels like a safe place for women to go.
It does. Yeah, it does. It's really. It's like kind of. It's like wide open. You know.
Yeah.
You
that know? Or like Wan Dharma.
Wan Dharma. I haven't been there yet.
You would like it.
I feel like I saw that they do peaceful. Like yoga classes too.
Yoga classes on Tuesday. This like is ten, not yeah, a like, promo, yeah, but yeah. Yoga classes on Tuesday at the community center are very nice.
I want to do that.
Mm-hmm. It's a donation. I don't know. We're just talking now, but it's really nice there. We live in a great town, guys. And there's so many creative people here. Yeah. And I'm glad. Have you made any like friend? I don't know how to word that. It sounds so weird if I'm like,
do you have friends?
Ma'am, have you made good friends here?
Definitely. I've made some musician friends, some like writer friends, which has been cool. Just like connecting with people. Honestly, I started to make more friends just this summer because I moved here right before the winter, and then I was kind of like holed up, and I was like, oh my gosh, it's so cold and I have no friends up here. But then I kind of, that's why I ended up doing the Artist Way. And I was like, oh, I just needed to like get in touch with myself. And then I came out like into the warmer weather. I was like, oh my gosh, I'm ready to like make friends. I'm friends with me now. And now I'm ready to be friends with y'all.
Right. You have to build the confidence so you can put it out into the world.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. And I feel like it is, I feel like this is a great town to make friends in. It can be intimidating, though, because I feel like everybody is very artsy and creative. I feel like all of us have this way about us where we're like, will they, won't they? Will we be friends? Won't we be friends?
Yeah.
When will we be friends?
I have a method to talk to people, especially like girls who I want to be friends with. I'm like, I find something that I like about their outfit, and then I'll just like go up to them like I'm like a kid on like a playground. I'm like, hi, I like your skirt.
Like, we're best friends.
Like, what's your Instagram? Let's be friends.
No, literally, that's how you have to do it. That's how I met basically all of my other guests.
It really does work. Like if you genuinely compliment someone, and then you can talk about something that you like, you guys like, you like about what they're wearing or something.
It's easy off of that point.
Yeah,
it's easy.
You just gotta like start the conversation.
But yeah, and we've got about 12 minutes left, so I do want to touch base on I'm gonna play another one of your songs. Great. To sign us out. This song is called Better. You want to tell me a little bit about it?
Sure. I felt like this is my most recent song that I put out, and I felt like it definitely represented the era, I guess, in my life that I'm feeling. Like, I'm going in a better direction. Mm-hmm. Kind of like I said, I kind of like reintroduced myself to myself. Mm-hmm. And I was like, dang, we're better than we thought we were. Yeah. Like, you know, like me and my 17 Gemini personality.
No, literally.
I'm like, we're awesome.
All of us.
You know, all of us. But jokes aside, I feel like I wanted, sometimes if I feel like I need like a pick me up or something, I'll like write it for myself, because sometimes it's almost like a mantra, you know, like sometimes if we, instead of like talking negative to ourselves, sometimes I love mantras, you know? So I was like, I'm going to write myself like a musical, something that I feel like I need to hear. And then when I sing, it'll make me feel more confident, and it'll make me feel like, remind myself that it's all good. I'm like, I'm better than I think I am. Like, just like, it's gonna be okay.
Positive affirmations.
Yeah, positive affirmations kind of vibe is this song. And
I like that, though, because I feel like to manifest things, we have to keep repeating them to ourselves, because if you know, maybe our subconscious doesn't believe it, but if we pretend long enough, it'll come to us.
Yeah, and I realized that, especially when I'm like around the time that I was writing this, like a lot of the things that bad things that we say to ourselves, it's not even our own voices. It's other people's things mm-hmm. that we pick up along the way or something mm-hmm. someone said to us in like the third grade or like, you know, like we hold mm-hmm. on to things. And like I said, I'm actively trying to get better at letting go of things. Mm-hmm. so that was this for me. 'Cause I was like, oh, like all these things that I tell myself, like they might not even be from me. Like, why am I holding on to all these narratives? Like, mm-hmm. I don't have to, we are always ever changing and evolving and we're not always the same. So.
No. And it's hard too, 'cause we do definitely absorb everything like a sponge.
Yeah.
Like, or like, it's like, well, how will society view me? Or yeah. how is the person across the street going to view me for this? And it's like,
yeah,
our opinion is really what matters.
Yeah. And I think that like focusing on how your life and like how you feel from within and how your life feels from within rather than what it looks like to other people will always be the better route,
mm-hmm.
you know, because then it's like that's where the true happiness and confidence is, because mm-hmm. you're like, I don't have to, I feel good.
I
like,
feel
like,
good.
I like, you can't take that away from, like, I feel no. good.
Da-na-na-na-na. Say whatever you want. Yeah. But no, I get that. Yeah, I feel like when you exude confidence, it just reads better for everything. So that's the big lesson of this broadcast today. is basically be yourself. Know who you are. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know who you were since you were six.
Yeah.
Very commemorable. But yeah, where can people find you if they're looking for you?
You can find me on all of the social platforms at Zondra Music. And how you spell my name is Xondra.
Did you hear that, guys? Xondra. And she's on Spotify. All of the songs that we have played today have come through Spotify. And I'm going to run it back for you one more time so that you remember what order they came in. So first song that you heard to introduce the show is Bet It All. And then the second song heard throughout the show was Don't Come Back. The third song was going to be Tedious. And then this final song is going to be Better. It has been so lovely talking with you tonight.
You too. Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. Maybe we'll hear from you again sometime when your music comes out. And, you know, everybody listening will also be hearing it when it comes out, because we're all going to come find you.
Yay.
It is now totally nighttime outside. So we're going to play you out. Have a great rest of your month, guys. And here is Better.
Seem to let go. It is all that I know. All these stories I told myself. High hopes, haunted by old ghosts. Just when I come close, start to wish I was somewhere else. Got me crazy, acting stupid. Am I out of my mind? I keep hoping, wishing, waiting for some kind of. Nothing's lost will I remain. Nothing's new if I don't change. And I can't grow without the pain. I'm thinking back to all my yesterdays. I was learning, I was yearning, I was so afraid. I've been just